This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 16. Jesus is the true vine. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 80. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down, it is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Wild grapevines don't produce much fruit. But the vines in a vineyard are a different story. With careful management, they produce clusters of fruit, casks of wine, and a decent return on investment. The Old Testament pictures the people of Israel as God's vineyard. But the investment doesn't pay off. Israel resists God's management and produces lousy fruit, so God cuts his losses and lets the vineyard go wild. Yet the story doesn't end there. Psalm 80 pictures Israel as a single vine that's barely hanging on. The psalm pleads, in effect, God, the vine belongs to you. Take care of it. From there, the psalm pushes harder. God, the vine is your son. Won't you take care of your own son? The psalm is looking back to Egypt, where God told Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn son. Let my son go. Just as God rescued Israel from Egypt, the psalm pleads with God to rescue them again. From there, the psalm looks ahead to Jesus, because he is the true vine, the firstborn son of God. And now, by the Holy Spirit and through faith, we are united with Jesus. We have become branches of the true vine, who pours out his life like wine so that we can truly live. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, sometimes I feel dry and lifeless, like nothing good can come from me. But with your life flowing through me, so much is possible. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.